The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Friday morning. Yay. And bicycles? Gee, let me think. Who could this be? It's Trek. And Robbie Mott is here, or Santa, in the house. And if you do have a question or concern about your bicycle, or maybe you're thinking about buying one for Christmas for one of your family members, you can text in a question, 850-437-1620. Tis the season, Robbie.
Tis the season.
So I'm thinking, nah, you're not too busy, right?
No.
No. Liar. so much to talk about, so little time.
Yeah, yes.
So where do you want to start this morning? Because I know there's so many things to tell folks today.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the great, wonderful weather we're having right now.
I actually wore mittens this morning.
Nice.
Earmuffs are next. Nanook of the North here in Florida.
It's cold snap right now. So.
I just have that thin Florida blood, I guess. But you can still ride your bike.
You can still ride our bike in this.
Absolutely.
So a lot of things. The one thing I'll talk about real quick about the weather right now is, you know, when are we supposed to air up our tires?
I know I should know this, right?
Yeah, you should know this.
I should know this by now.
Because you were a triathlete and all that stuff. When do you air up your tires? How about this? We'll ask the listeners. When are you supposed to air up the tires?
Okay, y'all got to help me out here because he's looking at me like I should know the answer to this.
So the first person that texts in will get a set of one of my favorite things, lights. One of the things.
Ooh,
yeah. So,
okay.
The first person that texts in, when are you supposed to air up your tires?
When are you supposed to air up your tires? If you know the answer to that question, Robbie Mott has lights for you. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
All right. Then the other thing is clothing. This time of year, you know, clothing, you know, we always want to wear light colors for you can be seen going down the road. And also higher compression leggings, shorts, arm warmers, leg warmers, and jackets just to keep that warmth in.
You have those hand warmers too,
hand
right?
Warmers,
those are great.
Everything from hand warmers, you know, compression, arm warmers, leg warmers, toe covers to keep your feet warm, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, I'm getting lots of answers to
this. All right.
So, and there's several repetitions. So is the answer when it gets cold?
No.
Okay. Where's the loser button?
So, all right.
Okay, we got to keep going.
Keep going.
When it gets cold. Coldest day of the year, before you ride. That's probably a good one.
Before you ride would be every time. You want to check your air pressure in your tires every time you ride your bike.
It says one person says when they are low. We've got one once a week. Let's see. Midday.
No.
Warmest part of the day.
No. Every time you ride your bicycle, you want to check the air pressure in
this
your
tires. This is the next one, says every ride.
There you go.
You're the winner. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. This is a person that's number ends in 4234. So send me your name, an email, and a phone number. Well, I've got your phone number, and we will get you
a
certificate for the lights. So you can go by the store and get them.
Great.
Excellent.
So what happens is the air pressure, you know, drops as it gets cold. So the air molecules in your tires, you know, shrink. So you're going to have a lower air pressure in your tires if you go to ride during this time of year. But then if you take it inside where it's 70 degrees inside, the air molecules are going to expand, so it's going to expand a little bit. So you want to check your air pressure in your tires because majority of the tires now are still tubes.
Right.
So it's like a balloon. Think about a balloon. You know, you air it up, and a couple days later, if it's a helium balloon,
deflates a little bit.
It's
sitting
on the ceiling, and 2 days later, it's sitting on the ground.
All right.
That's the exact same thing that happens to your bicycle tires.
Now, you may have just clarified this, but I'm going to ask this. So if you have the bike inside in storage and you're getting ready to ride, you fill it up. Do you want it to leave a little air in it for when you go outside or less air when it goes outside?
Just put it up to, you know, read the number on the side of the tire, which just like your car tire will tell you exactly how much air pressure to put into it.
Okay. And so you go with that regardless of the temperature.
Regardless of that.
Very good to know.
Yeah.
Especially right now. Okay. I've got my earmuffs. I've got my gloves.
Cool. And you got to have your lights, of course.
And the lights. We've got the lights.
Lights,
so that's
yes.
good. All right. So.
Well, cool.
So that's first tips for riding
first
in this kind
tip.
Of weather.
Exactly. Because we see a lot of people that come in when they think they have flat tires and we find out that they haven't aired up their tires in 3, 4, 5 months. And sure enough, at 9 times out of 10, it's just need some air in the tires.
Okay. So, well, that is good to know. All right. All right. What's next on your list, sir?
How many days till Christmas?
I'm trying to. I'm in denial.
19 days.
I'm totally in denial.
19 days till Christmas.
Wow.
Exactly.
So it's not too late, though.
It's not too late.
To get a bike, an e-bike.
It's getting close.
Right.
Closer. If we don't have it in stock, if we need to order it, we still can order it and get it here by Christmas.
Okay.
But those days are clicking away very quickly.
All right. So this is the Trek store. Give the location in case someone might want to stop by today. It says Friday. Be a good afternoon
Friday
to come in.
Friday is a great day to come and test ride some bikes. Even though it's cold, we have e-bikes that we can help us get up and down the hills, as you know. And
I had so much fun, y'all. I was like, I went from my age to about 12. It was awesome. Jeez. And that was the chance that Robbie gave me about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, to ride on one of the e-bikes, which my idea of an e-bike, which I shared before, was this like automatic scooter kind of thing that you see downtown. I had no idea that it's actually a bike that you keep pedaling. But it's kind of like you have this little person in the corner that when you go, this is getting hard, and it goes, okay, and it gives you this little boost.
Exactly.
You just hit a button, and it's like, oh, but you keep riding, so you feel it's wonderful.
It's like being a kid again.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like having have that energy boost that you need to keep going.
Yep.
And so when you see that big hill, you don't go, uh-oh, this is going to be embarrassing. They're all going to go ahead of me, and I'm going to be the walking my bike up the hill, right?
There's no more of that.
No. We went all through, some, I guess it was East Hill-ish, and we were riding around up and down hills, and I almost kind of just kept going. He didn't know this, but as we were pulling in the parking lot, I thought, how easy would it be to just keep going up to my apartment from here? Would they come after me with a brand new Trek bike, e-bike? Yeah. Probably. Would I lose my job? Probably. But well, I'd have an e-bike.
Well, we'll get the sheriff involved because you know, they've got e-bikes that they patrol the beach with. So.
Yeah, well, and also because I openly admit on the air and anywhere else that anybody will listen that I am technically challenged and that I can be intimidated by something that is new. I mean, it's just everything is changing all the time. Everything. Right. Phones and this and that. And every time I get on the internet, something new that I got to plug into some app or something that everybody's got, so you got to get it, you know. So then when you said, okay, are you just going to push those buttons? I went, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Button up or a button down.
Yeah,
make it easy.
I could handle it. If I could handle it, trust me, you could handle it. But you really, if you've never ridden one, really do go over there to the Trek store and give it a try because Robbie will hook you up with the right size. He'll help you pick kind of like which kind of e-bike you want. And then when you get on, he'll go with you so you're not going to be out there by yourself. And I do admit it was scary. I hadn't ridden a bike in a long time. So it was a little that, you know, you see in the comedy movies where the person's on the bike and it's wobbling a little in 2 or 3 different directions. Yeah, it would have been a funny video.
No, it was great. It was a great time.
But it was really great. And I don't just say that. It was really, really great. So do, if you get a chance, to go by there because I kind of feel like you do need the hands-on experience.
Yeah.
And it's different. I know. I've done it. I bought my little stepson a bike on, you know, at like, well, I won't say where, at a department store. And then my husband at the time, my husband, he he built the bike, you know, the day before Christmas.
And the stress level of all that.
All of that. And it really wasn't the right size. It wasn't fitted for him. I mean,
And we'll store the bike until Christmas Eve.
See, that's what I was waiting for that.
Yes, Christmas Eve will be open till probably about 3 o'clock. So you have check that box right now and be done with it and come pick it up Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. And it's already ready. It's already to size. Everything's ready to go. So you literally can put the bow on it under the tree.
That's exactly.
That's the way to go. You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, talking with Robbie Mott this morning with Trek Bicycles of Pensacola. If you have a question about bikes or maybe you're thinking about getting one, text your question in at 850-437-1620. All right, so e-bikes are ready to go.
E-bikes are ready
What's the kind of popular thing that you're seeing this year? What are folks really interested in?
You know, e-bikes is definitely, we're seeing definitely an upkick in e-bikes, you know, for adults, but always this time of year, Christmas is, you know, kids' bikes are a big popular item.
Oh, speaking of which, I just got a listener question, and it says, does the Trek store have kids' bikes with training wheels in stock?
Yes, we do.
Aha, there's your answer.
We have training wheels, and we have training wheels for other bikes, too. That's a great question I was going to get to, but we'll talk about it now. But training wheels on bikes, There's some bikes that you can put training wheels on, and there's other bikes you cannot. So depending on the size of the bike, I know some kids, we've helped teach some older kids that have never ridden a bike as a child how to ride a bike. But there's a lot of bikes that you cannot put training wheels on.
Okay.
So you got to be cautious with that depending on which bike. If you get a bike that you're thinking to put training wheels on, you got to make sure that the axle is long enough, the rear axle is long enough to put training wheels on.
Gotcha. What was the one that you showed me that was also for your little kid? It was really cute. It was like
the Strider bikes.
Yes.
One of the favorite bikes I have in the store is a bicycle that has no pedals.
It's the coolest thing. So cute.
So it teaches a child how to ride a bike.
Balance.
Doing the hardest thing first, which is riding slow and balance.
Mm-hmm.
So once they learn how to balance and ride a bike slow, pedaling's the easy part.
Right. You
know? So we've always just did the opposite with training wheels. We put training wheels on a bike, and now the child can sit on the bike and really not fall over, but then all he has to do is pedal.
Right.
But then he has a hard time when you take the training wheels off, how
you
to start
got
the
wobbly
bike and how to start riding the bike slower, actually getting the bike started.
Yeah, those were really cool and in fun colors, if I recall correctly. And they're kind of low to the ground, too.
Yeah.
So as a mom, you know your child's going to be safe.
And remember, yeah, they're
no
low to the ground.
Balance.
So it's,
yeah,
they fall, it's a lot shorter distance to the ground than it is for you and I.
You have a hard time falling, too, because they're really cute. But that's would be a great gift for a little one, for sure.
And also with a small child, if you start with a helmet on their head, is almost a play toy, then... You know, when they get the bike, you know, they can relate the bicycle to the helmet. And whenever they get on the bike, they'll put the helmet on and you don't have to fight with them.
Ooh, okay.
So
that, anytime you can eliminate that, that's a good thing.
So they know when the bike comes out, they have to go grab their helmet and then they can go ride their bike.
All right. Here's another quick kid's question. At what age, Robbie, do you recommend a kid could be ready to go on a bike, or are these for mainly adults? Well, we were just talking about that. So kind of what age is any? Really?
You know, if they can start walking, you know, I've had kids that are 3 years old getting a Strider bike that, you know, they're walking and they're pushing the bike around the store.
Mm-hmm.
And if they push the bike around the store, that's, they're learning their balance. They're learning.
Right.
And it's awesome to watch because they'll actually figure out how the bike works. The hardest thing is to let the parents not interfere.
I don't know anything about that.
As parents, we want to teach our kids how to do things. And,
right.
But it's so interesting. It's so fun to watch the child just, you know, pick it up and they'll learn how, they know instinctively how to push the bike and pretty much how to balance the bike.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
They'll want to sit on it.
Right.
So, I mean, three quarters of it is already done.
Well, the best thing is when you see a kid get on a bike because it's suddenly this, you see it in their eyes, freedom. Like,
exactly. Tear up the neighborhood.
it's just immediate. It's just, they suddenly get that they're going to go faster than they can walk or toddle.
Yep.
So, okay, here's a question for you. Someone just wrote in. I have, let's see. Do they do repairs? He said he or she has a beach cruiser that needs a chain and a seat. Wanted to get it freshened up.
Definitely.
Things like that?
Okay. Oh, of course.
Okay, there's your answer. Here's another question. Do you have pedicab bikes? I'm with him. I just want to sit on the back and have somebody do all the... ride me around.
Tuk-tuk.
I'm old now. Good for you. I'm with you. Do you have those, the pedicabs?
We don't have any of the pedicabs, but, you know, an e-bike, they'll definitely help you just... get down the road.
What was the one that I saw that had like the little flag on the back and they're kind of low? Is that one of the ones? I swear I saw it in your shop.
I have three-wheel trikes.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's kind of along that direction.
But you're not going to have somebody sit in front of you and, you know, take you down the road.
I think he might be a candidate for an e-bike.
Exactly.
Seriously, because it really, really is an amazing experience.
We had pedicabs back here in Pensacola a handful of years back.
I think now I'm sort of remembering that.
Yeah, it was before we had all the e-scooters and stuff downtown.
Oh, back to that question about what age so kids could ride. They were asking, he said, an e-bike, I mean.
An e-bike, at one time they were trying to propose a law. It was 16, I think it was. But now they're, you know, if you can ride a bike, you can ride an e-bike.
Okay. So really... Any age
now.
All right. And then another question. What's the price range for a 6-year-old, 4-foot-tall child?
Six?
Very specific. Six years old.
6 years old, 4 foot, you're probably looking about 4 foot. So you're looking about a 20-inch, 20 to 24-inch bike. So about $300.
And what type of bike would that be?
A single speed. You know, at that point, I'd be looking, depending on how, if the child's riding a bike right now, you know, if you're looking for gears or not, because some of the bikes come with gears or without gears.
So it depends on how fancy you want it to be or how slick looking.
So you're looking at, you know, that $399.
Okay.
For a 20-inch bike.
And the thing that I was fascinated by, too, when I took a tour of the store, in addition to you have so many accessories and everything you could possibly want, to, you know, the gloves, the helmets and everything, but also all the different styles of bikes. Because in my mind, because of my age, I think of one kind of bike. And what's really cool today is you have all these different types of bikes for different things. So you showed me a mountain bike, which has a different kind of tire on it. And then you list all the different types of bikes you have, because you have a lot.
So it's, you know, there's a bike for just about everything. You want to go riding off-road. You want to go ride 100 miles, you know, on the road. You want to go cross-country. There's a bike for that. There's a bike to ride cross-country on dirt roads now, if you want to do that. You know, if you want to be in a triathlon or a kid's bike at 3 years old.
And you have beach cruisers.
And beach cruisers.
Because
and,
that's speaking to my heart, to go riding around on Fort Pickens Road out there.
Exactly. And then you got, you know, the whole innovation of the e-bikes. Now you got an e-bike for all those categories too.
So, okay. Yeah. That works for me. So the price range is very reasonable. I mean, the low end would be
So yes. So, you know, if you're looking at an e-bike, they're going to start right around $1,200.
Okay.
And for a entry-level kids bike, you're looking about $250.
Okay. And you do have a layaway?
We do have layaways, and we also do trade-ins. So if you have a bike, so for instance, kids bikes are a good one. You know, if you're getting ready to upgrade to the next size, you get a bike for us, you know, we'll trade that back in and give you money towards the next size bike.
Doggone it. I gave somebody my bike. Doggone it.
And a lot of the times, depending on what we do with the bikes, either if we can, a lot of times we take them, we fix them up a little bit, and then I have a gentleman that I donate them to that donates them to homeless veterans.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's really great. We're talking this morning with Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycles. I was thinking bike and Mike and Mott. Robbie Mott, Trek Bicycles of Pensacola. At Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. If you have a question about bicycles, about an e-bike, if you have someone that you're thinking about getting a bike for, age range, any of the and all of the above, text it in now at 850-437-1620.
And since we're also talking about Christmas, you know, if you're not sure what to get somebody, if they're a cyclist, they can always use one of my favorite things is what? Lights.
Lights and more lights.
Stocking stuffers are great item for stocking stuffers, or and also we got gift cards.
Well, the gift cards is great too, because then they can come in and pick out something, that eccentric thing that they've always wanted.
Exactly.
And just because you never know, and I know from having been around cyclists, they can be pretty picky about
exactly. They go, we all got to match, and we all have to match the bike. And
And you have gear, I guess you would call it. Yes, the bike pants and stuff like that too. So,
you know, especially gloves this time of year. Gloves, you know, we need to keep our hands warm and feet warm.
No question about that. Yep. No question about it. So one of the things I always share with Robbie when he comes in is that I was driving along Scenic Highway and I saw a bicyclist with no lights, dark clothing. It was in the afternoon, but they were riding just kind of underneath the side of the road. They were on the bike lane, but underneath these trees. Honestly, I was so grateful that I wasn't distracted, that I was actually paying attention, because I came this close to sideswiping him.
Yep.
And I just talk a little bit about safety and some of the things people need to look at. Because right now, people are distracted.
Distracted, yep. I mean, I was also, same scenario, as delivering a bike the other day and going down by the airport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I watched this pickup truck and, you know, I had a gentleman that was in the bike path. He had lights on. He had two lights on. It was during the middle of the afternoon. And a truck didn't give him 3 feet, which he was technically by law, you're supposed to give 3 feet.
Right.
But he didn't even move. But he had like an F-350 truck with these huge mirrors.
Mm.
And he came inches from hitting the cyclist.
Ooh.
And he had no clue what he was doing, because you'd watch him. He stayed his line. He was just driving, you know, closer to the white line and didn't even know if even the cyclist was there, or, you know, had no idea how
wide
his truck
with the light extension. Yeah, because those things are way out there too.
So, You know, if you have a bigger truck with mirrors, just, you know, give us just a little more on, you know, just a little bit more because of those wider mirrors. Much appreciative.
Okay. Well, you mentioned you've got something going on this weekend.
Yes. So this weekend, tomorrow morning, I talked about it once before, we have the bike clinic that the city's putting on.
Cool.
Yeah, that's going to start at, 9:30.
Okay.
And it's going to be a bike clinic that we're going to have a skills class. And then after the skills class, we're going to have a bike ride through downtown Pensacola.
How cool is that? So where are you meeting? Is there a price to it?
Or? There's no price. You got to go online, go to the city's website to sign up. They're asking to do that.
Cityofpensacola.com.
And then from there, you know, it's going to start at 9 o'clock. We'll be out there doing little safety checks on the bikes, probably looking at some helmets. And, you know, just it's for 18 and older right now. And
okay, so no kids for that one.
No kids for this one. This will be the first one, hopefully, of many that the city is going to be putting on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be nice tomorrow.
It's supposed to be nice tomorrow.
Chilly, but nice.
Chilly, but nice, but it's a great day to go out and ride a bike.
Yeah, I think that's great. Especially having ridden in a while, I can kind of get kind of caught up on things. And plus, you're going to be there doing
the
checks.
I'll be out there.
So.
And then we'll also have, supposed to have the police department there also helping out with the ride. And
oh, cool.
Talk about a lot of different things.
So, and speaking of rides, we touched on this a little bit last time, but people were asking, someone asked me after the show, like, what's the best place to ride around here? Like, where do you go?
Best place to ride? I mean, there's always the beach, but it's always going to be windy this time of year.
That's true. That's true. A little gusty.
Milton has a great Rails to Trails.
Okay.
Up in Milton.
Where does that start? Do you know? Do you recall? Is that in the city or the park?
There's a park downtown.
Okay.
And then out in Orange Beach, if you've never been out to the trail in Orange Beach, it's fantastic.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's another question for you. Oh, where is the bike? Where is the bike clinic at downtown?
In the parking lot of the city.
Good question.
City parking lot.
City parking lot. So right across from Wahoo Stadium.
Correct.
Is the City Hall.
City Hall.
The parking lot. Okay. Very good. We needed to mention that.
Yeah.
That's always helpful. All right. So we've got the holidays coming up. There's still time to get it.
There's still time.
Get a gift.
The clock is ticking, though.
They'll keep the bike for you through Christmas Eve,
which is great.
Yep. Okay, we got the bike clinic tomorrow. If you haven't ridden an e-bike, this weekend's gonna be gorgeous. You can stop by. I would recommend go by today.
Go by today. Come by tomorrow. We're closed on Sundays.
It doesn't cost you anything. Give it a try. But I promise you, I was so intimidated. If I can do it, you can do it. I promise you, you'll love it. So much fun and so freeing. And they can be affordable and actually be great transportation for you.
Great transportation. And it's just like you said, being a kid again.
You get
out there and it's so much fun. It's freedom.
Yeah.
You get, you know, a little bit of wind and a little bit of breeze in your face.
And guess what? Exercise.
And it's exercise. Yeah.
But I like exercise where I don't feel like I'm exercising.
And
so I feel like I'm cheating when I turn that little button on. I'm like, yeah.
You'll find that just riding through the neighborhood is not enough anymore.
Right.
You know, it's now we can ride downtown or
let's plan a trip.
And there's an event going downtown and I don't want to pay to park.
Right. So, ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we could, you know, go anywhere we want.
That's right. All right. We've got literally a minute left. What do you, did we miss anything today or anything that you wanted to mention before we go?
No, just if you're going to go out and ride your bike, air your tires up.
Air your tires up. Okay.
Because if you don't air your tires up, you're more likely to get a flat tire.
Okay.
Because the tire is softer. It's making a larger contact patch on the ground. The bike will ride a lot better when it's aired up. Because if it's low air pressure, you're more apt to get a flat tire, a pinch flat, and more nails and sand spurs and everything to get in that tire.
Okay, you've convinced me. You aired up my tires. Thank you so much, Robbie, for being here on a Friday morning. Robbie is with Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola. Go ahead and give us all your information, hours, times, address, your phone, all that good stuff.
We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4, and we're at 701 East Cervantes. Next to Maria's Seafood, or right down the street from Krispy Kreme Donuts.
Oh, there you go. Get a donut and then ride a bike
there
or vice
go.
Versa. Thank you so much, Robbie. It's going to be a great gift for somebody. I know there's some Santas out there listening. Yeah. So stop by Trek Bicycle Stores of Pensacola today. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back in just a little bit. Thanks so much, Robbie.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.